News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You can't have it all. We can't have it all. And I think we need, I don't know if it's the electoral
system.
We're afraid
to offend individuals. Yeah. So if someone says, I'm losing 2 foot of my garden, you go, oh, that's desperate.
Well, see, and I wonder, does some of it is a small country thing, I think, definitely. You know, in a bigger country, you can do these things easier. I wonder about the electoral system, because so many of the seats are decided by a handful of votes, and governments are decided by a handful of votes. And so small vested interests have huge power. Look, let us know what you make of it all. 7 years on, and we're still nowhere near the completion of Bus Connects. Let us know what you think of it all. 087 1400 106.
Now it's 10 past eight. A new strategy unveiled by the government aims to implement clear and simple actions to improve the lives of people with autism. And Adam Harris, CEO of As I Am, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Ciara.
For those who aren't familiar with what is in the autism strategy, can you briefly outline for people what the government is proposing?
Absolutely. So I think when we talk about autism in recent years, there's been a great growth in awareness, but that awareness hasn't always been accompanied by understanding and accessibility for autistic people. Autistic people face a range of accessibility barriers in day-to-day life that other people don't see, and they can prevent autistic people from having the same chance to get a job, to participate in the community, to go to school, to access public services. So what this strategy is doing is it's a whole a government strategy. It's bringing together over 11 departments and state agencies to try and A, break down some of those silos that exist across government when it comes to autism policy, but B, also to improve accessibility and to empower autistic people to fully participate. I think a lot of the time when we talk about autism, we talk about people as passive recipients as opposed to active participants in the community. So this strategy has four pillars, from building capacity to creating inclusive communities, and has 83 actions over an 18-month period. Obviously, that's great, but we know with the strategies in Ireland, they often sit on shelves, they often gather
dust. We've just been talking about such things.
Implementation isn't a strong suit in this country. So what we're saying today is we welcome the strategy. We've waited a very long time. The first report on autism, I think, in this country was published in 2001. So what we want to see that followed through on is resourcing ahead of the budget that's forthcoming. We want to see a clear commitment to implement in full the 83 actions. But critically as well, we want to see it put on a statutory footing, because it's only if we put this strategy into law, if we require the state to have such a strategy and to deliver it, we'll see a long-term change. An 18-month strategy isn't a panacea, it's a starting point. So there was a joint to rock this committee on autism last year. All the parties signed up to it, and it said we should legislate for an autism strategy. So as we approach the end of this Oireachtas, where we want every party to put in their manifesto that they will legislate for the National Autism Strategy moving forward.
And this is a slightly left-of-field question for you, Adam, but is that reasonable? And by the way, I think it sounds like a good thing. But if we're legislating for, say, people with autism to have statutory footing to be facilitated in various ways, do we also then need to legislate for people with dyslexia or people with ADHD or people with other issues that might be loosely comparable to autism? And I understand fully that autism is a spectrum, and that they're everything from mild cases to people who would have profound difficulties with it. But is it reasonable to elevate autism in a way that other, I suppose, neurodivergent conditions are not being elevated?
So I think this is a really good question, because the strategy is just one component around how we bring about equality. Obviously, first and foremost, we're talking about the rights that all citizens have that some autistic people and disabled people find harder to access. I'm conscious while we're having a conversation here this morning in Dublin, there's families across this region who don't have a school place for their child to go to next year. So there are rights that all citizens have that aren't being vindicated. There's then also very clearly rights that are specific to disabled people, such as access to services that we know the state continues to fail on. But we know that much of the legislation that related to disability came in the early 2000s, where we were still talking about autism in the context of cure. We were still talking about autism in the context of a medical condition. So what the Autism Innovation Strategy is about doing, it's not about saying if you're autistic, you'll have rights over and above a dyslexic person or a person with ADHD. It's about saying we recognise when we look at the data, there's very specific challenges here. 1 in 27 children in our school now have a diagnosis. We know if you're autistic, statistically, you're likely to live a shorter, less happy, less healthy life. So just as we have Sláinte Care, but we also have a cancer strategy, or just as we have a youth strategy.
So these aren't in competition, is what
Absolutely.
You're saying. And that's entirely fair enough. Are you happy with this? I mean, is there enough in here, in your view, of, I suppose, supportive measures and different sort of practical things is this the right thing, or should they have gone further?
So we always would say they should go further. And we had a very ambitious series of submissions, and we're very active in the consultation process, pushing this strategy as far as possible. I think it is important that it's an 18-month strategy, because I think that that gives us an opportunity to develop proof of concept that this is something that makes a difference and should be a long-term commitment. But we know to break down the level of barriers that exist for our community, this is going to take quite a number of years. So we see this as just a starting point. Really key to that is that the strategy has put the voices of autistic people at the core. So there is an autism oversight and advisory group, which has a majority of autistic members, that's charged with overseeing the implementation of the strategy. So that group will now interpret and hold government to account, and that will be the key to success.
And the 18-month time frame, I mean, as you say, this will take years and, yes, and longer, but are you happy with the 18-month that enough can be done to sort of... we're talking today about the climate change plan that the government has been given a B minus. Are you happy that 18 months is a time frame that will allow people with autism to kind of go, yes, this is working, or no, this hasn't really worked at all, nothing's happening?
Well, I think if we look at some of the actions that are there, you know, we've deliberately called for actions that can be achieved within that time frame. So things like rolling out training across the public service, developing a public education campaign, improving accessibility measures in public buildings. I think it's like anything in work. If your boss says you have 5 years to do it, it never gets done. I think we need a sharp, short time frame.
Expand to absolutely fill the time frame.
Totally.
Okay, that's fair enough. And lastly, I suppose, are you confident that the lives of people with autism, if this comes together, if this is a success, let's not presume that it will flounder in any way, if these measures are taken, will this actually change the lives of people with autism?
What I think it will absolutely do is break down some of the barriers that autistic people experience in day-to-day life. What is absolutely critical is that it's accompanied by the implementation around services that is also key. But I think the key word in this strategy is innovation. It's bringing us places we haven't been before, around, for example, domestic violence against autistic people, around, for example, suicide within our community, around, for example, access to adult assessment. So I think there's really, really exciting goals that are there. Implementation and resourcing will be key.
And may I just ask you, Adam, and I don't mean to be ignorant in this, are those big issues, things like suicide, things like domestic violence, are they big issues within the community of people with autism? Because I think a lot of people listening this morning wouldn't be aware of that.
So one of the really good things about this strategy is it puts data as a key role. So we're really data poor. We don't even have a census question that relates to autism. But we know from our work within the community, and we know from international research, these are huge issues. In the UK, it's estimated that autistic people without an intellectual disability are 9 times more likely to die by suicide. We know there's huge issues with gender-based violence within our community that are largely unexplored. So one of the things that we're most excited about in this strategy is the funding it puts in place around data, but also around research in some of these new areas.
Look, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. That is Adam Harris there, CEO of As I Am.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR on News Talk.